April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, the best casino and sportsbook app out there. Our favorite. We'll tell you more about that later. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. Elliot Shore Parks on the eve of heading to Cleveland. Fired up. Are you excited for Cleveland, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much going to dictate my prediction for the season.
Good. So no pressure on the Eagles.
Cleveland and Miami will dictate my pressure, what I decide that they're going to do this season.
Wow, so this is it. This is... Yeah. I mean, we know last
year. I'm on
year,
defense, so like.
Well, we know how important the joint practices are.
And they were proved to be correct. They did.
Well, they didn't go 17-0.
No, they didn't, but it did show that they were a team that were going to be.
Undefeated in joint practice, if we're going to be real about it.
Well, Howard Eskin came up to me today. Howard Eskin just loves my training camp stats.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
I think
about
it's his
him
favorite
all the
thing.
Time.
Favorite thing, yeah.
Comes up to me, he said. He's also equally a big fan of my joint practice records.
I'm sure he is, yeah.
He said
seems like the kind of thing Howard would be in on.
Setting the over-under in Cleveland at 1.5 wins.
Okay, that's
so
tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't. You know what's funny is I completely decide whether they win or not. Like, there's not an actual score, you know? So, like, it's pretty much just what I decide.
So, yes, so, which is why it is so
if
important.
If Parks was taking action on this...
you could swing the line,
yeah,
huh?
I'd be able to make some people a lot of money, depending.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we'll see. But it'll be a good test. And look... wow.
Wow, you're that excited. He's that excited he can't even talk, folks.
I know. But here's the deal. Jalen's been playing better, so he's...
Oh, buddy!
The arrow is pointing
big
up.
Big day today coming off the preseason gem he threw.
Come yes.
On,
all
man.
Right, so I have a...
Jalen Hurts.
I
not
have
to
a,
take the world by storm. What if he takes the world by storm? What if we come, it's like week six, and we're like, look at this, MVP. Like, can you imagine?
I mean, it would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
It would be a very exciting time around
I don't
here.
Think it's going to happen.
It's like I said on the radio show. Like, people are all in my mentions, you know, like, oh, you hate Jalen. Like, what are you going to say when he plays well? I'm going to be like,
awesome.
He played well. Yeah, no, the thing with Jalen is that he had a bad day of practice on Sunday. He missed a few deep throws. I guess we haven't recorded since then.
Yeah.
And as we talked about, Jalen has to stack good days. Like, he has to stack good days. And I thought today was a step in the right direction. So we can, we'll get into that. The question is, do you want to do, like, football right away, or should I do, like, an insane question I had thought of.
Okay, so I definitely wanted the insane question.
But
we'll
do we do it at the end? It's kind of a real one thing.
Okay, let's do it. Then save it at the end.
But
that's
then it's
do.
Also kind of interesting, so I don't know.
Is this about the thing you asked me to remind you about?
Yeah, the babies and the brains.
Babies and the brains. I'm so interested in this, but let's wait.
Let's wait. Okay.
Let's wait. Real one starts.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
It's the right move. So let's talk football. I think people come here for the Eagle stuff, usually.
Yeah, I mean, I think mostly, you know. Every once in a while. Yeah. Every once in a while.
I come here for the other stuff.
Yeah, that's very much why you're here, yeah. Right, I have to talk Eagles from 3 to 4 on WIP.
All you do is talk.
Literally all I do is talk Eagles.
Yes. All right, well, let's get into it. Big day for Hurts. I saw five tutties for the guy today. How about it? Take us through it, Elliot.
So it was funny because the actual start to the day was not that good. They did a 11-on-11 red zone, first team versus first team. The ball was, like, moved a few times, but it was pretty much inside the 10, I would say, for every play. First pass was a really nice touchdown pass to Pascal, so I guess a thing sign of things to come. But then incomplete to Rager, short completion to Smith, incomplete to Pascal, incomplete to Goddard, and sacked. And so, like, six plays inside the 10 in training camp, you should score more than one touchdown. So that was, like, a disappointing start to it. But I actually didn't think it was on Jalen to start the day. The defensive line was in his face. I thought the coverage was good. It wasn't, like, incomplete or inaccurate passes. It was just nothing there. So not a good series for the offense. But then after that, they really picked up. Like I said, he finished 16 of 23, five touchdowns. He had what I think was the best throw he's had of training camp.
The A.J. Brown one. All over Twitter. People were very excited about that.
I'm sure the clip will make its way for the Eagles. But one issue I've had with Jalen so far in camp is there hasn't been many throws, if any, actually, before today, where I was like, wow, what a throw. While it was like in the air, where I was like, wow, that's a perfect throw. This throw was perfect. Now, the one caveat I'll give, and I'm not being a hater, I'm just giving the facts, is it was against a second-team defense. Just putting that out there. So it was Josh Jobe and Kayvon Wallace that were in coverage. But it was a tight window regardless of who was in coverage. The window was tight, and he hit him in stride as he went. It was actually like such a perfect pass that when he caught it, I couldn't even tell if he caught it because he didn't have to move at all. Like, his hands were already out. The ball was in there, and he just kind of kept moving. There was no adjustment. It was a perfect throw. And what made it special to me was the window was so small, and he still got it in there. It was like a 40-yard completion. And those are the type of throws he's going to have to make. Like, yes, this team can win 8 or 9 games. They can win 8 or 9 games. They're not going to win 11 or 12 unless Jalen makes those type of throws. Not every week, but, like, enough. And so that's why I thought today was encouraging. So we had that. That was one of his last plays of the day. Yeah, that was the last session of the day. But before that, they did another red zone period. And, like, the red zone is where you have to stack up touchdowns. Like, so he has 16 touchdowns in training camp. I believe 8 or 9 of them have come within the red zone. There have not been a lot outside of it. So in the red zone, like I said, he hit Pascal. And then another red zone session, he got Goddard, then Stoll, then Goddard. And then his final touchdown, like I said, was to AJ. Then he had another one to Goddard in the red zone from 2 yards out. So these are where you stack the days. Like, these are where you stack the numbers. If he's going to reach that 30, he's at 16 out of 30 touchdowns with 4 more practices to go. So he needs 14 in 4 practices. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to hit.
Luckily,
the 30.
I didn't set an arbitrary number for how many touchdowns.
Well, not arbitrary. It's what Carson had in 2017, which is now my gold standard for training camp.
Right.
So.
Right.
And we'll discuss at the end if he doesn't reach the 30, kind of like where I'm at with it. But he's probably not going to hit it. But
I don't think he's going to get to 30. No.
But should we do like a review of Jalen now that he's practiced 12 days and it's just joint practices?
Yeah, sure. So here real quick, I just want to push back on one thing you said, and you know that I disagree with you on this, and you keep saying it like it is a factual statement, and I strongly disagree. I think the Eagles can win 11 or 12 games without him making those throws.
Yeah, I just don't.
I really do. I think that roster is so damn good, and I think that Jalen's floor is so high because of his running ability. He just is, man. He's a weapon. He is going to make plays one way or another. The question is, can he take the next step and really be great and really throw the ball well?
Right.
But I think their schedule is so bad, and their roster is so good, that I think they're going to win 11 games almost no matter what. Like, that's what, injuries. Injuries is the one thing that could derail the season as far as I'm concerned. But that's where I'm at. That's what I think of the team. And I could be wrong. Obviously,
no,
I'd be wrong too.
You could be right.
But I definitely think that they can win 11 games with Hurts not improving that much as a passer. But I do agree that I don't think they're a real true contender without that happening.
So Jalen had
and rest of the roster. Really.
So Jalen had a very good day today. So, like, if he...
All right, so let's give the whole... Well, let's do the whole
thing.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say, right? So he had a very good day today. But if they get the version of Jalen that I saw from day one, including preseason, including the open practice, including all 12 practices in the preseason, if they get that Jalen that I've seen so far, they are not winning double-digit games. Like, they're just not. And I understand what you're saying. Like, The roster is great.
They
the
won nine last year and didn't have to play the last week of the season.
Yeah.
With this, with a worse Jalen.
But we don't know if it's going to be.
Okay, minimum this Jalen. And a worse roster.
Yeah.
And the same schedule, essentially.
Okay. But here's the thing. Banking on the schedule is like, it's just not the way, it's not the way to go into the season.
You did it last year. That was your whole pitch last year.
No, no, no. My pitch last year was part of the schedule, but was also the offensive line, the defensive line,
and
believing on the team.
They are so much, the offensive line is still great, best in the league.
Right.
The defensive line is better. They added to it. We get guys back. We feel good about that. They've added all over the field. Like, I don't understand.
Because I don't think that they're going to be able to win the way they did last
year. But why not?
Because I don't think they're going to be able
to. If you beat your man with your line up front, you can run on anybody anywhere. Like,
I just don't know, man.
Hold up real quick. Do you think for the last eight games of the season or whatever, once they were running all over people three, four games in a row, teams weren't game planning for them to run the football?
You're right. They knew that they were going to run the ball. And the Saints win was a great win, right? But mostly the wins that they got were like low scoring, tight games, right? And if you
and they could do that again,
okay,
couldn't they?
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying the way to win 11, 12 games in the NFL is not running the ball with defense. Like, just putting that out there.
But no, you always make it like it has to be this way. Not everything is the same.
But the best teams are the ones that throw the ball.
On average, but there's always good teams that run the ball and play defense. Tennessee has been a good team for years now. Like, they went to AFC Championship. But the,
they are. No,
but
I
the Eagles
the
are built the same way with the quarterback who can actually run. Like, why wouldn't you think the Eagles could be an exception?
Because the version of Jalen I saw, in my opinion, first of all, and now I'm going to turn into like Mr. Negative Guy, whatever. But like, if they just throw it to A.J. Brown over the middle, like, he's not going to play 17 games. Just putting that, like, there was a throw today.
He didn't throw it to him once over the middle in the preseason game.
I know. There was a throw today where he threw it to Jalen over the middle. And in a game, I think like, I'm sorry, Jalen threw it to AJ in the middle.
He probably would not throw it if it's going to get him killed.
I'm just telling you, man, like, and he had a good day today, but like, I don't think I could convince you, other than the Titans, to really like a team that you don't think the quarterback is.
It's happened many, we argue about this all the time. The Broncos won the Super Bowl that way. Many teams, the Ravens won the Super Bowl that way.
Like, those Super Bowls
were all-time great defenses, and I don't think the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. I just think you're underrating how good the rest of the roster is.
But I also think you're underestimating.
I think you're underrating what a Jalen-led offense with these guys around him's floor is. Again, I think he could not get better at all. And they're still a double-digit win team. Like, that's where I'm at with this roster.
Okay.
And with, again, I think you're underrating the weapon that he is. Like, Jalen Hurts is going to get rushing yards no matter what. No matter what, there are going to be plays that break down. He's going to get rushing yards, and that is part of it. Like,
yeah,
we talk about he has to throw the ball. Yeah, but you know what? He's still a weapon, period.
I agree with that. Yeah, and that's why I think their floor is 7, 8, 9 wins.
I think their floor is like 9, 10 wins.
Wow, man.
Outside of injuries. Now, injuries can always change everything.
Like, well, can I ask you about that really quick?
That's a whole separate discussion.
Right. Well, let me ask you about this. So I agree with the way they're doing training camp, for sure. But what would you say if I said, like, the Eagles are really healthy last year and things normally even out? Like, just in general, forget the Eagles. Like, wouldn't you say if we were talking about a different team and you were going,
I don't expect them to be as healthy as they were last year. I'm just saying without major injury. I think they're deep at certain spots. I mean, like, I feel good if they lose an offensive lineman. I feel good if they lose a defensive lineman. Mm. I feel pretty good. Like, I feel like you can get through these things. Like, I'm talking if Jalen Hurts get injured. I don't like Minshew as much as I like Hurts. Like, boom, I don't think they're as good a team. I still think they're a solid team.
Seven games on Minshew.
But
I don't know, though. Minshew over a long stretch might be.
The point is more that I don't think that these grandiose statements about having to throw the ball are always true. Like, yes, it is better if you can, but I think that this Eagles team is built in a way where they can still succeed even if they don't.
Yeah, and I'm just not as confident about that as you are. Like, you could be right. And, like, look, when they go to Cleveland and Miami, I'm very, very excited to see them against a team that's trying hard. Like, let's be real. The Jets weren't getting, like, all those things, right? Not saying they weren't trying, but it's just a different vibe. So I'm super excited to see what he looks like. And I feel bad saying this on a day where he played well, because he did play well today. But, like, I just don't believe that this team that I see so far is, like, yes, the schedule is part of it, but the schedule can change quickly, too, you know? Like,
sure, teams can be better than we
thought. I thought the schedule was
going
to be bad last year, and it was part of it, and I ended up being right, but, like...
But, I mean, we know the teams on the schedule. It's unlike... Look, you're right. Every year there are teams that are better than expected, worse than the Eagles were one last year. You know, there will be a game on the schedule that we think is easy.
But
that
to your
might
point,
not be.
It's hard to find like eight losses.
It's hard to find
I agree with
the
that.
Losses.
I agree
on
with
schedule.
That.
And also, do you, like, I made this point on the show on Saturday last week, and you agree with it to a point, but what about the fact that Jalen is just one of those guys who's always going to look better in a game than in practice? Like, those guys exist. It's football.
Yeah.
Especially someone who's, you know, whether we like it or not, best asset as a quarterback right now is his wheels. Like, that's the exact type of guy who's not going to thrive in a practice situation the way he will in a game. Like, what,
so, yeah,
does that change your perspective at all?
I'm torn on that because it doesn't really change my perspective. But where I would say is, like, the one thing that always keeps me, like, in on Jalen is he's almost always exceeded expectations. Like, outside of the 1 year at Alabama where he got benched, but they still made it to the national championship game with him at quarterback. So let's not act like that was, like, a down year or whatever, right? But, like, Alabama, he went in as a freshman. Like, didn't he start right away, if I'm not mistaken? Like, that was exceeding expectations. Oklahoma, he went there, almost won the Heisman. That was exceeding expectations. He honestly got drafted before people thought. That was exceeding expectations. His rookie—
Four games he played in his rookie year.
Better than people thought. Goes and wins, beats the Saints game one. Second, the first year as a starter.
Arizona game had a bunch.
Yeah, so like, I agree that like, and then the preseason game, he comes out and he goes 6-for-6 with a touchdown. So like, it very well could just be he's just going to crush it this year. Like, I'm just saying, but what I've seen in practice, to me, does not look better than what it was last year.
And
if it's not better than last year.
Does that say something to you, though, that in the one actual game he's played, he looked great?
Like, well, what we were just talking about? What do you think matters more, practice or the preseason game?
Preseason.
Why?
Again, you know me. I'm not like you. Like, I appreciate the stats.
Right.
I think it's worthwhile to know what's happening down there and stuff, but I'm never going to say, this guy looked bad in camp. I don't think he's going to have a good year. Like, I just don't.
Right.
I don't think camp is that important like that, or at least that projective.
Wow, just a dagger to my heart.
Important's the wrong word, because I do think it's important to practice and get guys on the same page and all that and build the culture and all that. I mean, I don't think it's that predictive. Like, I know the Wentz thing, and that is one example, but I don't think a quarterback having a good or bad camp always equates to that quarterback having a good or bad season.
Yeah, so I do. But I mean, I do. But, like, the reason I think practice matters more and why I'm going to put more stock in the joint practices in the Jets game is because, like...
Well, the joint practices is different.
Okay.
I'm talking about practice against your teammates. So joint practice, especially from what you guys have talked about, the people who are there always say it's a pretty
intense,
fierce, competitive
thing.
So the joint practices are a different story. I'm very intrigued to see how he looks in the joint practices.
Yeah. So I think the first 12 days...
I would say preseason game over going up against the Eagles defense.
Yeah. So I would give Jalen, for the first 12 practices, I would give him like, so if I was grading him on just like a no expectations, not holding him to a high standard scale, I'd probably give him like a C+.
Oh gosh, that's your easy?
Well, no, like B- maybe. Yes. B- might be more fair.
You are down on Jalen after this training camp, man.
One thing he has done a good job of is not turn the ball over. I don't think he's thrown an interception since day four.
He's very good
something
at
like that. Yeah, he's done a good job of that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have in a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Now, if I'm grading him on like the A is what I wanted to see and F is like it's been a complete disaster, like I would say a C-.
Wow.
Like he just... I was so ready to be blown away. I was so ready to come to this camp and be like he looks like he's it, right?
Do you think you might have your standards too high, your expectations too high?
Yes, that could be it. But like, but you're saying you think they're going to win 11 or 12 games. Like,
yeah,
that's really hard to do.
But again,
like, how many times the Eagles won double-digit games in the last?
Well, 17 games now, so it does
change
the equation.
We could look it up, but like, how many times the Eagles won double-digit games in the last, like, they won it the year of the Super Bowl.
Sure. 2013, they won 10.
They won 10. Okay.
I don't think any other times.
Okay. So, like, twice in the past 15 years?
Yeah, but I think they have as good a roster as they've had since the
Super
Bowl.
See, but that's where I would, like, I'm not disagreeing because it is a very good roster.
Schedule.
Yep. All right.
Schedule.
That can change quick, though. That's all I'm saying is, look, you could be right, and I think you are right, but I'm just saying, that could change quickly.
It
if one of the top
could.
Reasons you think your team is going to be good is the schedule.
No, it's one of the top reasons I think they could win 12 games and I think they're going to win 11 is because of the schedule All right. I think in a tough division, they're probably a 9-10 win team, like likely with the potential for 11. But I think they've got an easy schedule, and that's going to get them a couple wins, just like it did last year. Yeah. Were they a 9-7 team, 9-8 technically, but 9-7 going into that last game? Were they talent-wise, win-wise? Probably not. No. So that's why they got blown out by the Bucks, right?
Right.
But they were that team because they had a super easy schedule. I just think the schedule is going to matter. I agree. Things can change, but we are less than a month away from the start of the season. Like, yes, a team could be better than we think, but do we think that the Giants are going to be way better than we think? Do we think that the Washington's going to be way better than we think? Do we think that Houston's going to be better than we think? Do we think that, you know, all these teams?
All right, let's go really quickly. Unless you would like to.
No.
Okay.
Here, hold on.
That's what I was gonna...
Download the new BetParks app. I mean, come on. It's everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook, only casino and sportsbook that we here at Go Birds recommend. Football season is coming. This is the best possible time to have the BetParks app. Elliot and I will be talking gambling every week. We'll be making picks on the games. We'll be putting together our parlays. Are guaranteed
always wins
to win. You win you lots of money. We were up last year. All you need to do is win one.
Basically, here's was our whole strategy: lose 3 weeks in a row, hit big week four,
and then we were good.
And then we were up.
Yeah,
if you bet with us all last year, you ended with more money than what you started with. It was an emotional ride, but
exactly
you made
right.
it.
And you got to have fun with us, which is the most important thing
it
of
really
all.
It really is.
We could tweet about our bets while you and Elliot can. He'll tell me about it, and then
maybe I'll
talk about it on the pod or something. Yeah, and again, you could start right now. You could bet on the Pro Football League champion, like who's going to win it all. You could bet on the Birds. $3,000 on a $100 money line bet to win it all for the Birds.
You know,
like bet not too bad. If Jalen does take
a
leap, let's go. That's a real thing that could happen. Obviously, you bet on individual player performances. Who's going to lead the league in rushing and passing yards and all that good stuff. Live in-game betting is a blast. Plus, BetParks, the official betting partner of the PGA Tour. Elliot, any good soccer tips for this weekend?
God.
Uh-oh, what a sigh that was.
I was so close to betting Brentford over Man.
Oh, we talked about this at the show.
I know.
And they just kept scoring.
They won 4-0. I think they were like plus 375.
It's tough.
I know. Man, I'm telling you, I'm such a coward in so many ways. Like, home underdogs. Like, they're just so money in soccer. And again, it hit. And it is what it is.
So, the lesson from Elliot, play some bets.
Don't be a coward.
Yeah. Download the BetParks app, play some bets, and here's the deal. If you sign up right now, you get your first bet risk-free up to $750. So, boom, $750, some whole underdogs.
You put it on Brentford,
you're
swimming in cash.
You're loaded right now. Risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. Download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at BetParks.com. Your risk-free bet, as we said, is refunded in site credit. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right,
real quick.
Yes.
So on the
Not
Parks
real
app.
Slow.
Yes.
Okay.
On the Parks app, you can bet the over-under is, I believe the like basic one is 9.5. But you can do over 8.5, over 9.5, over 10.5.
Ooh, buddy. What are the odds for over 10.5?
You want to guess?
Plus 160.
Wow, plus 170.
Wow, that's really good. Look at this guy over here. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a good bet, by the way. Make that bet.
Under 9.5, plus 110.
Oh, so the over is the,
so the
getting
over,
the action.
Yeah. Over minus 134 is
that
where
means
you...
people are betting the over.
Yep.
People are betting the over!
And if there's anything we learn about the Eagles...
I love it when everyone's on board,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they always do so well. All right, so let's go... Here's what I think would be a fun exercise.
Yes.
We'll quickly go through it. We'll look at each game and say whether we think the chances are this team could legitimately surprise people.
Okay, I love this.
Okay?
This is great.
The first one, I think we all know where I fall on this one. They will start 1-0.
I think Detroit, the Eagles will. You mean not Detroit?
The Eagles
sure.
will
okay,
beat Detroit.
Yeah. For someone who's so down on them, you're very confident week one. I think the Eagles will beat Detroit too. I do think Detroit is a team that is going to round into shape. I think they're like a 5-6 win football team. I think they'll be better.
Wow,
four or five, maybe. 4 or 5 wins. They'll be better than people think, but it'll take time to get there.
Right. The Dan Campbell era. So excited that they could round into shape and win 5 games.
Hey, all I need is 5, and I've already got your 7
Vikings,
all time. So I'm feeling good about 5 right now, right?
All right, so we agree the Lions, not a potential loss.
No.
Vikings, I think potential loss.
Theoretically, yes, it is.
Yeah.
At home, you know, we could see them fumbling, you know.
At Washington?
No.
I agree. I don't think so. I think the next one maybe, but first one, yeah. Jaguars, look, they check the might be better box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence could take a leap. That
Cardinals?
Wouldn't shock me. Ain't sure. I could see him losing. I don't like the Cardinals, but it's
Cowboys
certainly.
Is 4. Steelers, by the way, George Pickens.
Yeah, it looks good.
Tried to tell him.
They're not losing to Mitch Trubisky.
Okay. Texans, I don't think, have better potential.
No.
Commanders don't. Colts could.
Colts could. I think Colts could be really good.
So that's five, yes, potentially. Packers, they might not win or lose, but I'm saying that's obviously a
Tennessee,
potential
sure.
loss. Titans, yes, so it's seven. Giants, no. Even though I'm a little more, I'm more in on them than the Lions, but yeah. I don't. Then again, they did lose to Giants last year.
Yeah.
Bears.
They always seem to lose one of the Giants.
Cowboys.
Bears, no, Bears definitely not.
All right, Saints.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know. I got bad vibes from the Saints. Winston already hurt. You're kind of a weird, thing. The Peyton thing to end the season leaving. Like, I think the Saints
defensive
are not going to
be team
good.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I get your point. Look, could they lose? Could they win nine games? Yes. Could they? Yeah. Sure. But I think they're going to win more, obviously. And I think that my bigger point is that I am not expecting Jalen Hurts to take a huge leap. Like, I think they're going to win 11 or 12 with Jalen Hurts just being better. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm not, like, if Jalen Hurts takes a big leap, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. Like,
yeah,
that's where
I agree.
I'm at.
That's what
so,
they were
like,
in 2017.
That's my point is, like, when you say, like, he has to take a leap for them to win 11, 12 games, I don't think he's going to take a massive leap. I think he's going to take a little leap, and they're going to win 11, 12 games. So for me, you can understand how I say if he doesn't take a leap, I still think they win 9-10.
Yeah, and I will admit, for me to get to, like, 8 or 9 losses or whatever, a lot has to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has to go wrong. I just know I've seen a lot go wrong for this team on years where it's supposed to go.
We all have.
You know?
We all have.
Yeah.
All right. So, Cleveland coming up. Let's preview this. Is there anything else from practice today or Sunday that you want to get to?
So,
get to Cleveland.
James Bradberry left practice early.
I saw that.
We don't know yet what's up with him, but that would obviously be a huge loss.
Yes,
he's been very good in camp.
Yeah.
What happened today? So, Brandon Graham got a sack today. I saw Fletcher Cox.
By the way, real quick, it is amazing.
Dude, I think he's going to be really good.
That's what everyone there is like. He looks great.
He looks great.
It's astounding. I thought
it's going to be devastating if he re-injures himself.
34 years old, and he tore his freaking Achilles.
Yeah,
it is. I'm just really, that dude's the best. Like,
yeah,
shout out to my favorite Eagle.
It
love
is
that guy.
Favorite Eagle of all time. We should probably talk JJ.
Love that guy. We probably should talk JJ.
I got a JJ take.
Do we really have to talk? I mean, we could just say that didn't work.
Yeah, obviously did not work out.
Maybe some people in the past were very excited that JJ was an Eagle.
Yeah, you know? Yes.
That didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
Just saying.
Draft is
maybe
not looking great.
A little too excited when it happened.
Over jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here would be my defense of JJ and Rager. You ready?
Yeah, this is exactly what I want. Defend this.
No, I'm not defending him, but like.
So Joe DiCamera, real quick, just to set this up on the air, asked today that, now that JJ is gone.
Right.
And the Eagles are good again. And how he's gone out and gotten AJ Randall, this stuff. He's like.
Yes, I was here for this.
Can you get over? Can you now move forward from the JJ and Rager thing? And what did I say on the air?
Anyone want to guess?
I said I will never get over
it.
It's like, I know the Eagles are great. It's really cool. I love AJ Brown. I'm good with Howie. We're good. I'm not hating. I will never get over the J. I just won't.
Sad.
I love Justin Jefferson.
Sad.
I will never get over it as long as I live. Justin Jefferson could have been here. All right.
Yeah.
Should have been here.
For a lot of teams. But
For us.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say in their defense.
Oh, God. Dude,
no, I don't think I do not think either is like a above average NFL player.
Okay? What a bold statement.
Well, no, but like. They have dealt.
You should have said, I don't think either is an NFL player. And
right.
Then you would
Hold on. They have dealt with bad quarterback play. Now, maybe it's chicken or the egg. Like,
sure.
Maybe the quarterback's bad. But I'm just saying, they had 2020 Carson, who was the worst quarterback in the NFL. And they had 2020.
Well, JJ had 2019 Carson, too.
He did, yes. And then 2021, they had Jalen, who was, as we've talked ad nauseum, like, good, but wasn't a great passing court, like all those things,
if
right?
If it weren't like the amount of drops we've seen, the amount,
I'm just
lazy routes and all
and
that.
And look, JJ's going to Seattle,
there's
so he's
no
also
defense.
Going to have bad quarterback play.
He's
going to
be watching DK Metcalf every day.
Yeah. I just think.
He's not making that team either. It's rare that you see the trade of two guys who aren't going to make a team. We just saw it. Neither of these guys.
I would agree. I don't think the new guy.
I think
they
JJ
got
has a much better chance to make Seattle than we do than this
really?
Guy does.
Really, I disagree with that.
I just don't think this guy's making the team here.
Well, so we got to learn how to pronounce his name first of all. But
good luck, buddy.
Yeah. So I think that this guy has a chance for a couple reasons. One, he's a really good special teams player.
Okay, that's good. That's interesting.
Two, he can play nickel and safety. Now, by that I mean he can line up there. I don't know. I don't know if he can actually play the position, right? But, remember when they traded for Rudy Ford? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I could picture a world, like, they don't have good backup safety depth. Like, Kayvon Wallace didn't have a good day today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Kayvon's a guy like...
He's a bummer.
Yeah, he's definitely like a wanted him to be good guy.
I thought he was going to. It was the only pick I liked that draft.
Yeah, it's not... He had a good first day of camp, first 2 days of camp. Feels like since then it's not been great. Reed Blankenship, backup undrafted safety, had an interception today.
He was good in the preseason game, too.
I think he might make the team. Like, so I think the safety position could be Marcus Epps, Anthony Harris. Jaquaski Tart is tough because he's not had a good camp, but he does have NFL experience. I could picture him making it. And then it could be, I think, Reed Blankenship.
Wow, you think Kevon Wallace could be gone.
Depending where you put Andre Sacheret, whether you put him like nickel or whatever. But Josiah Scott might have a chance, too. But, like, yeah, I think there's like a, I don't know, 30% chance they cut Kayvon.
Wow.
30-40% if I really... Yeah.
Fourth round pick just a couple years ago.
Josh Jobe, the undrafted cornerback, he was getting first team reps today with once James Bradberry went down. Thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
He was with the second team after Bradberry and Slay went out in the preseason game. So I think he's a guy that's probably gonna be on my new 53-man roster prediction. Noah Tongai is like having an unbelievable camp. Like, it's like he's one of those guys where it's like he keeps catching everything and I'm like, well, he's not gonna make the team, so you know, who cares? But now that it's day 12, I'm like, wow, he's literally caught everything all camp.
So what, is it him versus Stoll? Would that be
No,
it?
So Stoll's definitely going to make Stoll's the team.
Stoll's going to make, so it, he would be a third tight
He'd
end.
He'd be the third tight end. And then it would be either, so
Do
like.
Do you think they'll keep three tight ends?
Yes. The question
is. So you think Stoll's a lock to make the roster?
I think Stoll is definitely making
okay.
the roster.
Okay.
So it would be Goddard and Stoll. And then the question is Grant Calicatera, the rookie they drafted.
Him.
He's been injured, but like. What do they do with him? Like,
do you think they fake an injury for him?
I could kind of see that, but then there's something about him, and this is just like a vibe thing, where he feels like not somebody you stash. Like, he's had concussion problems. He already retired once. Like, I don't know if he's like Mr. Upside guy. You know, like, I don't know. You're going to like sit him like, for a year? Like, Davion made sense to like,
I'll
you
just
know.
Say this now. I'll say it now. They should have taken the punt god there.
Nah,
I'm
I don't
just
know
saying.
About that.
I'm just saying. Yep. Yep.
Well, you missed her. They're going to win 12 games. They're going to be punting it very much.
Well, of course they are. Again, I said it last show. Like, why is Aaron Sippa still here?
I think it's a little overrated.
He's stunk.
I think
no, it's not. It's your punter.
Little...
Your punter matters.
Yeah,
it's a matter?
No. I'm
Aaron Sippa's blows.
I see. That's where I think
blows.
You're being strong.
That's my Howard Haskins. He blows.
Yeah. I think you're being a little strong with the
I think
he
stinks.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I think he's a worse punter than Carson Wentz as a quarterback.
Wow, look at that. So I do not think he will be the week one punter. I
Should've
think they'll bring somebody
the
else
guy.
In.
Should have drafted the punt guy instead of a guy you might
well,
not make the
roster.
What's
he been doing?
He just had an 82-yard punt for the Bills in the preseason.
Did he? Okay.
82-yard punt, man.
Wow.
82
wow.
yards
Pretty good.
In the air.
Yeah, and they're not going to be punting it much.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, so Grant Calicatera, I think maybe, but like Noah Tonga has been really good. And with him being injured, Tyree Jackson having an injury, I could potentially see him making the roster. So I'm trying to think. Noah Tongai. Who else had it? Deion Kane, man. Deion Kane just keeps making plays. Just flat out keeps making plays. I think he's probably a practice squad guy. But I think
this year's Deontay Burnett.
He should be ahead of Covey, in my opinion.
Wow.
I think he's better than Covey. I was talking with someone today
at
practice. I don't know if it was a Go Birds listener or not, but we were talking to practice, and he was asking about whether or not Covey's going to make the team. And like, I just think you have to be such a special punt returner to make the team solely as that. Like, if they don't trust you at receiver, it's going to be really hard for them to be like, no, we're going to give you a spot in 53, but we're going to activate you on game days just to return punts. Like,
it's aggressive.
It's a big ask. And he had, like, moments, I thought, in the first game where he looked, like, a little, like, shifty back there, but I didn't think, I mean, clearly he didn't have, like, a long return or anything like that. So I think at this point Covey is probably off, and I think Deion Kane's not going to make the team, but I think Deion Kane is better than Cubs.
So is Jalen Reagor going to be the punt returner?
Is that
really what's going to happen?
Of
That's
course.
Really
Unless
what we're
they trade him.
God, this, like, he's horrible at it. Like, he's horrible at it.
I don't
terrified.
Think he's horrible.
He's
at
horrible
it.
At it.
He's not
he's
good at it.
He's a disaster at it. He's a
last
NFL
one,
game he played, he fumbled it. He's
how
horrible.
How many fumbles, how many kicks
what
has he fumbled?
Loser.
I'm just curious. How many fumbles do you think he has in his career?
Just get someone who can return punts.
I'm just saying. I have no idea,
but he fumbled the one in the playoff game. I saw that. That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, how many good returns does he have? He has the one good return ever.
And it wasn't even, in my opinion.
It wasn't even good. It was BS. It was wide open.
The wide open. I didn't think
he
looked
that. Straightforward.
I agree, yeah. But yeah, I think he'll probably. Well, now the question is Greg Ward.
See, this is what's going to happen. Well, it's not like he's much better returning punts. That's the problem.
They have nobody electric.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
My 11-12 rim prediction it's based on the roster, but I forget that they don't care about punters. They don't care about punt returners, and that could cost them a game, Elliot.
It's so funny.
God they have Jake Elliott.
It's so funny.
At least that side of the ball's
You're like, Jalen will be fine. Then you're like, well, the punter might cost them.
I think it could. I think Aaron Simmons could cost them a game.
They're going to play a lot of close games.
Jalen Reagor could cost them a game returning a punt.
Just saying. All right, good. Well, it didn't help him in Tampa. I mean, that game was not... They were not going to win that game, but it was like 17-0. Right?
Didn't
it was
help
like
him.
Kind of within reach when he fumbled it.
God. So weak. It's so weak.
So Cleveland.
Cleveland.
So it'll be interesting to see how much Deshaun Watson plays. Like, I would think that they will see Deshaun Watson quite a bit just because if the NFL is going to suspend him more, my guess is he's going to fight it, which means he's going to play week one. You saw he did in the first preseason game. 1 of 5, 7 yards. So I think it'll be still a decent test for the Eagles defense. They have Amari Cooper.
I honestly forgot about the Deshaun Watson thing until you started bringing it up. I was just thinking, oh, Cleveland Eagles, let's go beat up on the Browns. And I totally forgot about
that thing aside of it, in theory, now I don't think Deshaun Watson is good. Everyone makes him out to be, but in theory, they're going to face like
a good quarterback.
He should be an elite quarterback for what they traded for him and what they paid him. So that'll be a good test for the defense. The Browns defense, I have to look it up. I mean, Myles Garrett hasn't been practicing, but that'll be a good test for the offensive line. I think it's going to be interesting to see Jalen against somebody else. I looked it up, and last year against the Patriots and the Jets, I think he had 9 total touchdowns in 4 practices with no interceptions. So that's pretty good. So, like, he played well against them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is I hope Jalen realizes how much pressure he has. The Elliott Shore prediction riding on these.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say I'd like to see him play well.
Yeah.
You know, it would help my confidence in the team if I saw him play well.
God, why are you going to be such a hater, Elliott? Stop hating.
Yes.
Look, I want to see him play well, too, obviously. I don't think he's going to take a massive leap. I think he's going to be better. But I'm intrigued by the possibility of him putting it together and taking a big leap, which is definitely.
And he did last year. Last year he was better as camp went on, and the joint practices at the end he was good in them.
What else are you excited about Cleveland? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come on,
can catch an Indians game. Guardians.
Yeah, game? I will not be going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What?
I mean, it'd be a funny bit to have me walk through.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know who that is.
Where is it?
What's that?
Do you know where it's? Have you been there?
Have I been? No, I've not been to the Rock and Roll.
Wow, fake music fan. Summer Wonder.
Yes. Yes, that's me.
How far is it from like? So
it's
I'm out
Cleveland.
In like
as far as I understand it, it's in Cleveland.
Right, but I'm like 45 minutes outside of Cleveland.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah, that's where they practice.
What?
I know.
So you're just hanging out.
So
you're
here's
hanging
the
out
other
like an
thing.
Ohio suburb.
Here's the
what
other.
What are
thing.
We doing here, buddy?
I know that I've. I think I might have said this on the pod.
So no
before.
Guardians games.
No Guardians games.
Oh,
I
thought you'd go check out Progressive Field.
No.
A baseball guy
look,
like you.
Here's what I'm doing.
Baseball
I'm
guy
renting
like
Chinese
you.
Food.
Go
I'm
watching.
Chilling in my room. It's exactly what I'm doing. Bethea, Ohio, well known for their Chinese. I'm sure.
Oh God, do they even have Chinese food?
So, what was I about to say?
Something about Bethea, I think.
Oh, so all right. I might have said this on the pod before, but I'll say it again. Like. The Browns, like, I can't figure out how I want to start this.
I can tell. You're really struggling getting this out. I'm very intrigued to see your
dumb organizations do dumb things.
There you go.
And this team practices in the dead middle of the day at the height of the sun.
It's crazy.
2 p.m. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, this is, like, honestly, if I covered the Browns, like, if I went to cover the Browns, I can't even tell you how much I would bring this up. I would be like, give me the logic of why you like to practice in the hottest point of the day. Like, let
toughness,
me hear.
Toughness, Elliot.
And,
toughness.
Like, look, at least when Chip used to practice at 1, it was like, well, we play at 1, which was dumb, but like, whatever. At least 2 o'clock, they don't play any 2 o'clock games. like seriously, what do they come in and like have meetings all day and then like, it's just, I'm going to ask the head coach.
Oh, please. Ask Stefanski.
I'm going to ask Nick. I'm going to be like, Nick, like, how hard was it for such a forward, smart organization like you guys to have to, you know, succumb to this dumb group over here that's practicing at 2 in the afternoon? The Eagles move their practice based off the heat, so their players, like, you know, they're less injured and all that. The Browns are like, nah, we'll just go at 2 o'clock. It's only, like, the hottest point of the day. So I'm not happy about
it. I appreciate how annoyed you are about this.
It's just, like, the little things that I feel like people don't always appreciate about the Eagles. Like, can you imagine how many dumb things the Browns do that we don't even hear about? You know, just like little things that like happen there that it's like only their beat writers notice. So anyway, part of the reason I'm a little worked up about this.
I get worked up.
They practice at 2 till like 4, and my flight's at 6.
Your flight's at 6.
Back to Philly.
So, wait,
it could be a little close.
So wait, what days are you out there?
So I fly Wednesday. They practice Thursday, Friday, and I fly out Friday at 6.
Oh, okay. All right, good. So you're not out there
for
the
game. Well, the funny thing is I did Friday so I could get back for Go Birds.
Oh, and then we don't have Go Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those wondering, no Go Birds this week.
Yeah.
Philly's day game.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We will be doing a pod from Cleveland, though. Well, Thursday night action.
Yes, we will be. So I remember to pack my mic.
Yes, Thursday night. Yeah. At some point, Thursday afternoon, somewhere in there.
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's going to be late because they practice at 2 in the afternoon. It's just like, come on.
I love how annoyed you are. You're like actively annoyed.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
That's good. All right, we got anything else, Eagles? Or are we getting to the babies and brains? Because I'm honestly just been waiting all pod to get.
Yeah. But I mean, doing any Eagles stuff, I'm trying to think. Like, we did JJ. We did the practice today. We did big picture stuff.
I don't have anything on the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of it.
We need these joint
practices.
Devontae's
been good the last few days. I've been getting him the ball more.
There we go.
Yeah, and we need to join practices.
We need some joint practices. We need some action. It's go time. I'm ready.
All right, so here's my question.
I'm so excited.
Now,
Please, again,
this is a real one territory. So we, as if you're...
Be nice to Elliot.
If this is your first time this deep into the pod, this is we enter a judgment-free zone. After this, okay? This is just...
Yes, it's the old Jack Fritz trust tree
that we're
in right now.
Right.
Yes.
So I was thinking about this and like the potential of living forever, right?
Okay, sure.
Like as of now, it's probably not going to happen, but who knows? Like
probably
who knows
not.
What's going to change, right?
Yes.
So I was thinking about this. Like the thing... I don't know if I want to go down.
Well, now you have to. It's too late.
So like the thing that makes you you like is your brain, right? Like... The brain is like, it has all your memories, like it's
your consciousness.
Yes, exactly. Your consciousness is in your brain, right? Yes.
I'm actually reading a sci-fi book that is touches all
sounds
of this stuff right now.
Like it might turn into an action movie.
Yes.
All right, so.
No.
Sorry, no. Far too interesting. So
sci-fi and action are not the same thing.
Yeah, one has a plot. So, okay.
Horrible takes.
All right.
I can't wait to see what you do now.
So if the brain is the thing that like makes you who you are, if you put someone else's brain into another body, would they still be them? Like, would they, like...
It's wild how on you are. So I'm reading a book called... I'm actually in the second. It's a six-part series. It's called Old Man's War. It's considered one of the best sci-fi, or, like, of the 20th century or 21st century. People love it. It's really good. But, like, literally, one of the main points of the book is about taking people and putting them into a new body. Their consciousness.
So
it's actually, like why they create soldiers by putting them in these, like, modified new bodies and taking their consciousness... and putting it into this new body.
So this is what I was thinking.
And there are lots of questions about, am I still human? Am I it's very fascinating stuff, Elliot.
So this is what I was thinking.
This is very, like, a top of mind for me right now.
So obviously, like, human brains are a different size than baby brains, right? So they would have to be, like, it would have to be, like, a certain age. But, like, I don't know.
Like obviously you know that the technology is not there to
No, I know. But here's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
Do you think we'll reach a point where, like, you could take an 85-year-old's brain and put it in, like, a 12-year-old that unfortunately passes away, and then they could, like, live a whole nother life? Because they would be in a 12-year-old's body. Now, their brain would be old, so that might be a problem. But, like, but I'm saying, like, if the rest of the body is fine and it's just the brain, I don't know. Maybe we could work around that.
So I think it is far more likely... If we're really going down this road.
Yeah, we are.
If we're really, and I'm talking, you know, many, many years from now. I think it's far more likely that they can, in a way, clone your consciousness.
Mm.
Like, map your brain in a way that they can almost, like, put it on a hard drive or something like
that.
Put
it into, like, a baby.
Put it into a computer or something that could ultimately be put into another creature or whatever down the road. I think that is a more likely outcome.
Now, the problem with that is I feel like it would initially only be...
We're getting into it right now.
Now, I feel, though, like, the problem with that would be initially only rich people could do that.
Well, I think any sort of thing like this
would be like that, right?
Yes.
But, like, I was thinking, imagine a world where, like, your body gets put into, like, a baby, right?
So why don't you get into sci-fi stuff? This is all sci-fi is. Like, this is what it is.
Because I don't like when someone else makes it up. I just like when I'm interested in it.
Because you always seem to be interested in these types of philosophical questions. It's sci-fi. That's what they do. They discuss all these
things. Again, I never said I didn't like sci-fi. I watch sci-fi movies. I just don't want to read fiction. I like to read biographies.
Why? Reading fiction's the best.
I just disagree. Like, I'm an adult, you know? Like,
have you done a lot of fiction reading?
I've not.
So, again, this is one of the.
I read growing up, like Chronicles of Narnia, like all those things.
You love to make these grandiose statements.
How I feel.
That are based on ignorance, though. Like, you are basing this on nothing. Like,
well,
there is nothing.
But
there is no evidence on this side that you do not like to read fiction because you don't do it. Like, so
that's why
you do understand the point I'm making, though, right? Like, where there is
ignorance.
Yes,
I see your point, but okay. I don't know if I like it. It's
yes.
Like when Kristen tells me to try a new food and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to like it. And then I try it and then I like it. Like, that's exactly
it. There's
a big difference between that and me committing to read like a 300-page book, though.
Regardless, you can never know if you actually like reading a fiction book
if you don't read a book.
I'll
make you a deal, okay?
Okay.
Ooh.
If you pick one sci-fi book for me to read,
okay,
I'll consider it.
Oh, I love this.
All right.
I got it. I'll consider it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really good. I like this.
And then I get to pick a book for you.
Love it. I'll read about, and I never read nonfiction. I will. I mean, I read articles and stuff, but I'm not a big nonfiction book guy. I will read a nonfiction book for you.
All right. I was going to get like a bet for this, but.
Yeah, we could just do it.
Yeah, no, we'll just do it. But,
sure, we could talk about it on the pod.
Yeah.
People will love it.
Or do we make this like an Eagles win loss thing? But that's too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want
to
win.
I will say I just ordered a book though, so I want it to be after that.
Okay. That's fine. I'm in the middle of a 6-part series, Elliot.
Oh my God. I'm almost done. Don't make
two.
Me read this one.
Well, here's the funny thing.
It has to be one.
If I had to bet, and this is not a rip on you, this is more
I'm sure it's going to be accurate.
The absurd amount that I read again. I literally, if you open my phone right now.
Can't you read books on your phone?
Like, look, ready? My open things. Oh, there's my Kindle app on the page. Read all day.
Wow, just unbelievable.
So I would guess that I finish this 6-part series before you finish whatever book you've got.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Let's put it this way. I read the first book of this series in 3 days. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you definitely will. For sure.
That's only because I didn't have enough time to read it in one.
Here's the hard part with me reading. So I don't have a lot of time since training camp, but that's a bit of an excuse.
I'm reading on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't like to read on anything other than a book. This is like my current preference.
That's your own fault.
But it's hard for me to find time to read because like at night, Kristen's there and like she likes to fall asleep with the TV on and it's hard to read when the TV's on. So then I'm like, one of us has to compromise and let's be real, it's going to be me, right? So then I'm like, I could go downstairs and read, but I don't like to be downstairs when she's upstairs. Just like not... something I enjoy.
Really?
So,
that's weird.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know.
Emily and I will split up a lot.
Yeah. Well, hopefully never forget.
But you need your alone time, buddy.
We did it a few days ago. I went downstairs and watched a Phillies game.
Okay.
So I'm getting better at it. Yeah. Slowly. It's been hard for me to find time to read, but I'm going to try. Look, I'm going to be in Cleveland, so.
Make time.
Yeah.
I read when I go to the bathroom. I read at night before
bed.
But you're reading
on the phone.
I read, like, if Zoe's watching some show that I don't want to watch, I'll read while she's watching.
I'm actually not sure if reading a book should count if it's digital. Just a thought of mine.
What are you even talking
about? And with that.
But with the dumbest thing that you've maybe ever said on this.
I just don't think it should count. I feel like you're reading a...
You're reading the exact same thing. It's the exact same words.
You've read like a story. It's not a book.
All right, we're done. I'm not even going to come back to that.
This was a rough 10 minutes for the real ones.
Go birds, people. Real ones.
Yeah.
Does it count as reading a book if you read it on a Kindle instead of the actual paper copy?
Be interested to see what people say.
Anyone who says no is crazy.
And also,
you read the book. What are we talking about?
Think about this.
This might be the dumbest thing you've ever said in the history of this podcast.
If Go Birds listeners, if you ever run into a baby who asks you that question, keep in mind, it might be me. It might be me in there. It might be me.
Oh, my God. He's Elliot M. Chase. I'll talk to you soon.